For many people, not being able to see their loved ones in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities across the state has been one of the hardest parts of the coronavirus pandemic. But this week, the state eased its guidance on non-essential visits, meaning that with some certain limitations, some families were able to be reunited. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has our story this morning.
Before the pandemic, Claire Davies would visit her father, Jeffrey Davies, at his assisted living residence in Jamaica Plain about twice a week. She'd often take him out to lunch or bring him back to her house in Cambridge so he could see his grandkids. But for the last few months, that hasn't been possible.
I have been seeing him through the window and FaceTiming and talking to him on the phone, but I haven't actually been in the same space as him since March.
And that's been hard, which is why Claire jumped at the opportunity to schedule an appointment to see her dad face-to-face this week. While a construction crew works nearby, Claire sits on a bench in the courtyard and waits for an employee to bring down her father. He's been in good spirits, she says, and is definitely keeping busy.
He has occupied himself by writing his autobiography. He reads the New York Times, he does the crossword every single day, and he's taken up the lost art of letter writing.
Just talking about her dad makes Claire light up. And even though she's wearing a mask, as per the new state visitation rules, you can tell she's smiling. A few minutes later, the door to the courtyard opens, and an employee escorts Jeffrey to a bench across from Claire. They sit at least 6 feet apart. They've also both been screened for coronavirus symptoms and had their temperature taken.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
To be sitting outside instead of, talking through the window.
It's obvious the father-daughter pair are close from their comfortable, easy conversation.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I came to visit, I was saying to you through the window that I couldn't wait to see you so that I could give you a big hug.
Ah.
And they told me today that I can't.
Never mind, you go like this.
Jeffrey stretches out his arms toward her, and Claire reciprocates. They hold the air hug for a few seconds. It's truly endearing. And for the next 40 minutes, they talk about her son's new haircut, their family in England, and the memoir Jeffrey's been writing.
It's up to 250 pages.
I know.
In very small print.
Claire jokes that if he spends any more time describing the 40 years he spent working as a scientist and professor at Northeastern, he won't have any pages left to write about her and her two brothers. They have a good laugh about it. And then he reminds her that he's running low on paper and other office supplies.
What's really fun about visiting with my dad is that every time I see him, he gives me a long list of things to do. It doesn't matter if we're physically together or through a window. He's like, write this down. Next do this. Now do this.
Well, she's very smart, Clara. Yeah. I couldn't do most of the things I ask her to do myself.
So though they're sitting 6 feet apart, wearing masks, and unable to give each other an elbow bump, let alone a hug, Claire says it's good to know that some things never change. The Davies don't know when they'll be able to sit together again. But as the visit ends, Claire reminds her father that she'll be back for a window visit on Friday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.